plan to begin on weekend the 17th of June or at the latest the following Monday. Now, the vessel had to go to dry docks, and that's going to take a wee while. A meeting took place yesterday between the county manager, Seamus Neely, and the ferry providers. And I also met with the providers myself in Greencastle yesterday. Everything has more or less been signed and sealed. We're looking forward now to the service starting.
We're heading into what's set to be a very, very warm, very, very hot holiday weekend. We've really missed the boat on this, if you pardon the pun. That vessel should have been on the water this weekend.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. We have missed the boat to a certain extent, but hopefully the weather will continue and we will have a good summer. Every year numbers are quite good on the ferry. So it is a bit late, and hopefully this will be the last year that this will happen, that with the strategic fund now being put in place.
It had initially been hoped that the ferry would become self-sufficient. The initial county council involvement was only really supposed to be a start-up, as it were. Is there any chance, in your view, that that will happen, that we will, in fact, see that ferry service become self-sufficient without council help?
Oh, no, not in the short term. And with the weather and the summers that we have, that definitely I can't see that being possible. But I think we have to measure the ferry from a wider context, not just from a financial context. We have to look at the tourism from the North Antrim coast right to Slieve League. It's very beneficial for the entire region.